Staying in Africa, and at least 12,000 people in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, have fled their homes in the past week because of intensified fighting. Also this week, two Western Aid workers were kidnapped by gunmen near Somalia's border with Ethiopia. Kidnapping of foreigners and aid workers has become common in the country, where a transitional government is fighting Islamist insurgents in the south and clan militia rule large areas. Pedram Yadzi is the spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross Somalia delegation. He told us that although aid workers in the area are at risk, the local community understands the organisation's mandate to remain neutral while helping victims of conflict.
In general, the population in Somalia understands the ICRC and its mandates. Of course, the security is always a challenge in Somalia. But we are trying to continue to assist the population and assist the farmers. We are rehabilitating the water resources and helping the farmers to dig the channels for the irrigation, providing also pumps to the farmer communities. We are also assisting the clinics in the remote areas. We are providing also foods to 500,000 people because of the drought, because of the clashes in Mogadishu. You have a lot of displaced families, but also the drought is putting a huge pressure on the residents and the nomadic population.